What's poppin'? What's poppin'? What is poppin'? Let's just get right into it. So I was explaining a story to one of my good friends. Fuck that. Let's start off with something. Then we'll get into the story. So I posted something earlier. I said, first of all, welcome back to the podcast. It is the after hour show with the boo, but you know what I'm saying? You know how I usually say it. It's the after hour show, but we're doing this shit in the day. In the morning, in fact. But let's get right into it. So today I had posted something on my Facebook. If you guys aren't friends of mine on the book. So I posted something with my little bro's highlight. But the message that I posted was, it's not the dog. No, it's not the size of the dog that makes the dog. It's the heart of the dog that makes the dog. Let that sink in. It's not the size of the dog that makes the dog. It's the heart of the dog that makes that motherfucking dog. Yeah. So now let's just jump into this story, because hopefully I can tie everything together. I'm telling bro, I'm like, man, I took my black ass up to, actually, I got invited to this class thing, right? It's called, it was like the Papa John's Iowa State, and I can't even pronounce the word. When you trying to build new shit, I just said it. I just said the word. Innovation. There we go. Papa John, Iowa State innovation thing, whatever. Fast forward. So I'm walking in this bitch. I'm like, shit, it's a bunch of Elon Muskies up in this bitch. Niggas that is studying shit that go up to the space. Shit that I can't even wrap my mind around. Nigga, I'm high as fuck in this bitch. I'm listening to these niggas talk like, bro, whatever you telling me, bro, is going over my motherfucking head, bro. What? You finna do what, nigga? You finna build what? Nigga, I work at Popeyes, bro. This is over me. Beyond me right now, right? So, yeah. I'm setting the vibe. I'm coming in as the idiot, right? So, me being the idiot, I'm sitting back. Niggas get to asking, what do you do? Oh, this person, and he's a scientist. This person, he's finna build the next fucking God knows what. He's finna build something. This nigga, he finna be a billionaire. The question, what do you do, Abu? Me? I dropped out of school. I work at Popeyes. I'm just a manager. Something slight, nothing too heavy. High as fuck, nigga, right? Fast forward, so these niggas get to putting us in groups. Me? I know I'm a dog. I know I'm a dog. This is why I know I'm a dog, because, like, I could have sat there and folded like that little black kid. Oh, I'm not educated enough. I'm not smart enough to give my opinion or to even speak in this motherfucker. I could have done that. 9 times out of 10, I probably would have done that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like that sometimes. I get like that. I turn into that puppy. But in this situation, I'm like, bro, what's the worst that can go wrong? I spit my idea. They laugh at me. Cool. Y'all laughing at a kid that has nothing to do with, that don't know shit about what y'all finna do or what y'all doing. Cool. But you gotta sometimes put yourself in uncomfortable situations too, you know what I'm saying? To really see who you truly are. And I feel like that situation was definitely an uncomfortable situation. But yeah, no. Fast forward. So they grouping us, you know what I'm saying? They giving us shit to first they give us different topics of how to innovate this specific thing. So I'm in a group of 4 people plus me, so 5. Our thing to innovate was, how do we make slow roast chicken? How do we make chicken better? Right. Me being a black man that work at Popeye's Chicken, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, this is me, bro. Like, allow me to talk, bro. Long story short, we in this group, bro. Niggas is trying to talk over me. I'm like, bro, I'm spitting out my ideas. This is how we can, man, we build a generator with this and that, and you know what I'm saying, and have moist, all this shit. Simple shit. These niggas want to throw out all type of retarded ass, like just over your head type of shit. And I'm just like, y'all, in my head, I'm like, I know I'm high. But y'all, this is chicken. We don't have to think like that, bro. It's fucking chicken, bro. That's it. And I really wanted to say that, because these niggas was taking it to the next level, bro. And I was getting so pissed because, you know, when you just is like, you're like so fucking smart that you're just dumb. I find my, like, that's what I find myself in, a situation just like that. Like, I'm around super geniuses, but they're so fucking dumb to just the simple shit like chicken. Bro, it's chicken. So we get up there, bro. First person get to talk, and you know, sound good, sound real good, sound real fucking good, but my nigga, you gonna fucking dry out the chicken. Next person, sound real fucking good, but you gonna burn the chicken. Let me say something. You know what I'm saying? I'm spitting out my idea, you know, my generator, moist, all that, sound real good. And it's doing what the fucking whole plan was. How do we keep chicken from not being dry, bro? How do we keep chicken moist for a long period of time? Is pretty much what I got out of this whole thing, bro. So all these, you know, these smart niggas just talking, bro. I'm like, bro, man, fuck that shit. So we lose that time. The second round was, all right, so we're going to write, everybody's going to write their ideas on a board. At the end of this 10 minutes, everybody's going to walk up to the board, put their ideas up, and we're all going to vote on whose idea is better. And everybody that voted for that idea, you guys got to group up, and now you got to pretty much build this idea. So, boom, once we build this idea, the next day, you come back and you present the idea, right? And whoever presents this idea wins $1,000 in cash. Boom. So, nigga, they threw me money? I said, whoa. Now you talking my language. Money, money, money. So I'm sitting there, me and my bro, high as fuck. I'm high. Bro's not high. All right, man. I like shoes. Okay. That's the foundation right there. Shoes. I get the scratch in my head. Nigga, I look outside the window. Mind you, it's fall. I look outside the window. Look back at this paper. I look outside the window one more time. Look back at this paper. Remember, this is a college that's agriculture. I don't know how to pronounce that word, but agriculture. So farmers, in other words, right? So I said shoes, trees, farmers. Aha, I got some. I tapped my bro. I said, bro, I got something, bro. He said, what you got, bro? Nah, bro, listen up. I get to writing this shit down. I said, bro, if we build a shoe, if we could build a fucking shoe somehow, some way that's easily what's the word that they threw at me? Where it dissolves in the ground. Fuck, I can't think of the fucking word. There's a term to this word.
Biodegradable.
There we go. Thank you, Ricky. Biodegradable. An Asian dude threw that word to me. I said, boom, biodegradable. There we go. Let's get it. He said, what you mean? I said, bro, if we build a whatever shoe, so let's say your five-year-old, like you go shopping for, you know, your two-year-old, your three-year-old, right? Boom. Obviously, I'm on this podcast. I'm trying. It's rushing through my head.
That's smart.
I know. Hold on. Just listen. What if we created showheads? Because we know, you know, like one-year-old, two-year-olds, three-year-olds, they grow fast, right? They grow super fast. So, boom, if you have a three-year-old, right, you buy this biodegradable shoes that can now turn into a tree. You know what I'm saying? Somehow, some way, it can put seeds within the fabrics. I don't know. I'm not that deep into how it could be built, but it could be built. And I know it could be built because after I threw out this idea, there's a shoe company that do this shit. And I was pissed. I'm like, what the fuck? But back to my idea. So I'm like, all right, cool. Let's build this shit. You know what I'm saying? Once your two-year-old grows out this shoe, you just take them to the back of the, you know what I'm saying? Take them back to the house. And now you're teaching them how to grow a tree. Now you're teaching them why it's important that we take care of our world. Why it's important that nature, all this shit plays a part into our lives. Trees help with our breathing. It clears the air. All that shit because of tree. But because of this one specific shoe, now you could teach your son on how to take care of our planet type shit. Boom. I threw this idea. The next man said, you know what? That is a fucking good idea. My brother, Amar, he said, bro, that fucking idea, bro, is marvelous. And then he threw me a name, and I cannot forget. I fucking forgot the name that he threw me. Something shoot, like something, whatever shoot. But moral of the story is, I said, I'm sitting in the back excited as fuck. My bro said, hey, I wouldn't go up there and talk about, I'll let the Asian dude talk. Nigga, fuck that shit, nigga. Oh, this is my idea. You fucking retarded, nigga. Fuck that, nigga. High as fuck, bro. Three people went ahead of me, bro. Everybody clapping. Ah, it's my time, nigga. I get up there. I got my note, bro. I go up there the first round. I forgot what I said. But I won the first round. Okay, boom. The second round. I'm up there again. I won the second round. The third round. I get up there. I take this piece of paper, I crumble the piece of paper, because each round you got to write a different selling point that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it got to be better than the last round. So it's third round. I crumble up this paper in front of her. I said, fuck that. I didn't say fuck that, but I said, you know what? Forget this paper. Let me throw it behind me. I said, how many of y'all got kids? Like, at least half of the room raised their hand. I said, I got something. I'm on this, cuzzo. I said, how many of y'all got kids? They said, me. I get my spiel. I said, man, how many of y'all are sick and tired of, how many of you guys are sick and tired of buying new shoes for your kids each and every year? Me, I'm sick of, man, my kid grows so fat. Chill out. I got something for y'all. Chill out. I said, now what if there was a biodegradable shoes out there that once you purchase your shoes, your son or daughter outgrows it. You know, I sound better, way more, whatever, but I'm just throwing it out. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? And your son or daughter grow out these shoes, you take them to the back, you grow the shoe, blah, 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 you teach them, blah, blah, blah. They all scratching their chin like, boy, this nigga. And I could tell because the niggas in the back, bro, the niggas that set this whole thing up, bro, they're like, They invest in startups and they worked in startups and they have startup companies. You know what I'm saying? So these are all startup builders, startup people, startuppers type of deal going on. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at them in the back. I'm like, they get the, this kid on the show. You know what I'm saying? They get the scratching their shit. So there's three teams now, right? The third round is three teams. So boom. No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's three teams. Two teams go to the final round, which was the next day. So the three ideas, everybody that came up with the idea got to go put it back on the wall. Now the whole classroom got to vote on which idea they want to work on, bro. My nigga, when I tell you, half of the, damn near all of the class voted for my idea, bro. I shit you the fuck not. Top two, we moved on to the next day. But here's the sad part about the next day. I couldn't come back the next day. But my team went the next day. And the Asian dude that was with me, he's the one that led the next day. And I don't know what happened. I wasn't in communication with them. I don't know what happened. But because that heart in me of saying, fuck it, yeah, I'm around a different type of peer group. Yes, I'm around very high educated motherfuckers, but who's to say I'm not educated? Who's to say I'm not smart than these dudes? Why? Because I don't have a degree? All because a white man didn't give me a certification to allow me to speak? Fuck that shit, nigga. Bro, I'm a dog.
You and race.
No, it's not, because look, bro, it's not about race, bro. It's just about, yeah, like,
it is.
It's not, Ricky, and I'm not trying to take this podcast to that. It's not about race. The people that's listening, they understand where I'm coming from. It don't matter, Ricky. It don't matter, because that's not the point. The point is, because I don't have this degree from a white man to give me the okay to go talk, I'm supposed to fold. I'm supposed to say, oh, shit, well, fuck that. I done took my black ass 30 minutes out here to talk, to at least be part of something. I'm not finna fold last minute, bro. So my point of this whole thing is, man, adversity sucks. Yeah, adversity is a motherfucker. But we all go through adversity. You know what I'm saying? We all have our trials and tribulations. We all have our downs. But, you know, like, those are the times, like, going through them shits make you. You know, they ain't supposed to break you, bro. They supposed to make you. You know what I'm saying? Like, today, I could, shit, nigga, I'm more confident in any idea that I've spit out because of that situation, bro. I don't give a fuck what the next man say. And quite honestly, I will much, much rather 10 motherfuckers tell me that won't work than 10 motherfuckers telling me that will work. Because if 10 motherfuckers telling me that will work, then it's already done. It's already been done before. It's somebody that they already seen this same replica of what I'm trying to spit out. So I can give a fuck. But to the listeners, man, trials and tribulations, bro, fight through them shits, man. Fight through them shits, bro. Like, fuck it. Like, you're going to go through some shit anyway. Like, you might as well just get through that shit, bro. Like, I don't really know how to, like, put a spark in y'all niggas when it comes to motivation, but I'm just saying, man, like, it's good. It's good to go through them shits, man. It's really good to go through them shits, especially them trials and tribulations that push a lot of people away, and you down on your back, and you ain't got nobody to call on, to none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one trial and tribulations that I went through. Like, I had to figure out who really with me and who's not. You know what I'm saying? Niggas was, oh, you bogus, you won't come kick it with us. There's a reason why I won't come kick it with you, nigga. Cause I done had my back against the wall. You niggas folded on me, bro. You niggas wasn't there. So why the fuck a nigga back on 9 feet? I ain't back on 10, but at least I'm on 9 feet, and you want me to go back to you? Start kicking it with you. You got me fucked up, man. What they say, just like how they say in a relationship, the same person that broke your heart will not fix it, nigga. That's one thing I had to learn. The same bitch that broke your heart, don't run back because she won't fix it. The same friends that had you jammed up, locked down in a cell, you don't get out of prison, get out of jail, go back hanging out with them same friends. You look cluck. You look cluck ass, nigga. You can't do shit like that, bro. So niggas will say, oh, niggas ain't fucking with me. Man, fuck that shit, bro. Fuck them niggas, bro. Fuck them niggas. Fuck them. Fuck them. Ain't no such thing as that, bro. We ain't none of that. None of that. Nigga, you ain't none of that. Yeah. But that was just my little spiel of the day, man. You know what I'm saying? Just a little spiel. I felt like I seen something on KCCI that I kind of want to touch up on before I get up out of here. Seen a little, there's a bunch of just madness going on, man, in my city. In my city, there's a bunch of madness going on. Oh, there's a 32-year-old woman that hit the jackpot. What?
32?
She 32.
How much was the jackpot?
That's what I'm looking for. I don't know. I'm not going to find. If you're listening to this, you do your research, figure out how much money, and let me know. But what would you do if you won the jackpot? Let's say you hit for like 400 M's. A nice percentage of it is going to the man, Uncle Sam. But what would you do with the rest?
Well, I was the man now, not the white man.
A nice percentage of it is going to the white man. But what would you do with the rest? What would I do?
Our security, our armor security business.
Yep, you already on my hit list about that. I threw my nigga Ricky an idea. I said, bro, nigga, let's start a security business. Nigga hit me with some shit. I said, you know what? You right. But yeah, I will definitely start a motherfucking a security business. That's one thing. I'm buying up the east side. What? Nigga, fuck that. I'm buying up the whole east side, nigga. Every building that I passed by and I said that could be something, that I'm buying it, nigga. The first Boys and Girls Club on the east side, the second Boys and Girls Club on the east side. I'm buying the audio, whatever the fuck that building is on University. Nigga, I'm buying that. I'm what? I'm getting a distribution company. Well, nigga, I'm going stupid, nigga. I'm going dumb with my money, nigga. But, nigga, I fuck around and have a construction company just for the, just cause I got it. Just cause I got it, like, man, nigga. Yeah, nigga. What? When I'm busting down all them buildings, bro, I'm gonna call my peoples, bro. What you talking about? Hey, I got something. Nigga, what you talking about? Keep the money in the family. The fuck? What's popping? Bro just walked in. But yeah, that's the first thing I'm doing, nigga, if a nigga like me hit the jackpot, man. Man, actually, fuck that. I'm buying up the east side. Oh, I owe like 40 some odd dollars for the phone. So yeah, buying up the east side. Fuck. We gonna build. Alright, then I'm gonna give you the rest tomorrow. Or actually tonight. Yeah, buying up the east side, man. Get my little construction company. We going to Africa. Everybody, it's a six-week project. Cause you know how they be having the motherfucking. Hey Ricky, what's them people called? The habitat people that be going around the east.
For homeless.
Nah, that be building up the fucking homes around this.
Habitat
bit.
For humanity.
Them people, bro. Yeah. These niggas be going around, bro. I be seeing these niggas left and right. They go around the whole city just rebuilding shit for free. Just rebuilding shit, bro. Just up and building shit.
It's not for free, bro.
Well, I obviously like the state have to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
But the people that's receiving it,
that they don't have to pay for.
They don't have to pay.
That's what I'm trying to get at. You know what I'm saying? So like, what's nigga? You win the jackpot for 400 M's, bro. You mean to tell me you can't send these niggas on a vacation? Hey, I'm gonna send y'all niggas on a vacation to Liberia. 6 week project. This is how much y'all gonna get paid? What's up?
You can do that.
I know. That's why I'm putting out this if I was to win the jackpot. Nigga, I'm taking all you niggas, bro. We go into my village. We ain't gotta fix the whole Africa. We go into my village. We gonna choose about like 10 homes. 6 weeks, we getting them done, bro.
6 weeks.
6 weeks. Next year, we coming right back. Cause all that shit, I'm gonna write all that shit off. Everything I get back is going right back into the next year, bro. And we just gonna rebuild my village and out. Just like how bro doing it, Akon. He started his electricity thing. He started from his company, from his country on out, nigga. From his little village on out, nigga. So what the fuck? Nigga, you give me the jackpot, bro. America gonna kill me. Hey, what Kanye West say? Oh, you thought I wasn't gonna try to get killed on this interview. America gonna have to kill me, nigga. What? Y'all gonna have to kill me, bro. Cause nigga, I'm coming, bro. Don't let a nigga like me win the jackpot. I'm coming, bro.
That's your people.
I know. That's why I'm coming for my people, bro. I'm coming to save them, bro. What? Nigga. Please don't put money like that in my hands, bro. If you do that, I will get killed. I will get killed, bro. I'm coming, bro. What?
Why you wanna die?
That's what they gonna have to do to me, bro. I'm putting shit that you see in Waukee, Norwalk, I'm putting that on the east side, nigga. Fuck that. You ain't, hey. Everybody that live on the east side, you ain't got to go out to the D1 sports. You ain't got to go out to this to Grimes to get trained. You ain't got to do that no more. Nigga, they gonna come and get me, bro. You ain't got to do that. If you want to be a, all right, right now, right? They saying niggas that code and engineers and do all that computer shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Like in the next like 5 to 10 years, bro, a lot of those positions are going to be wide open because kids like our generation, well, the generations that's below us, bro, they're not thinking about shit like that. They're not trying to who wants to sit at a fucking desk and fucking code 12 hours a fucking day?
They get money for it.
They get six figures, nigga. Bare minimum, six figures, nigga. Just coding. So what I'm saying is, these kids that's fucking playing the game, that's fucking out here trying to, you know what I'm saying, create shit, that's I will mainly aim for the gamers, bro, because I'll figure out how to bring a TEDx nigga to come talk to these kids and be like, why don't you want to build this game? Instead of playing this game your whole life, why not build this game? Something motivational. So boom, they get all motivated. Oh, I want to be a coder. Now we finna, one of those buildings, the first Boys and Girls Club building that's down on, I think it's East 14th, across the street from this fucking car lot, bro. That's going to be an incubator for them coders, bro, for them little nerd niggas, bro. Go there, bro. After school, you spend about like 5 hours, no, 3 hours coding, 2 hours of just probably exercising, mind exercises, you know, just shit like that. Bring snacks for them niggas, bro. But that's going to be the incubator system for them coding ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? Niggas that want to build a business, because not every kid is going to want to go to college. Not every kid is going to want to do that. But if you don't give them some type of resources, that same kid that want to build a business is going to fall into drugs. You know what I'm saying? But if we could stop them kids before you touch the street and say, all right, cool, you want to build a business? Fuck weed. Fuck that shit. Come to this incubator system. You be in here for a year or two. You know what I'm saying? We give you the resources. We give you all the necessities to be able to build your business. Boy, don't give me 400,000, 400 million. Don't do it. Don't do it. Do not do it. Lord, if you bless me, Lord, but nigga, if the world knew what the fuck, don't do it. Nigga, everything, nigga, fuck that shit. Nigga, 400,000, all right, cool. I'm taking 100 mil. Nigga, I'm building my own school. What's up? Middle of the East Side, nigga. What's up, bro? What the fuck is up? That whole park shit, Martin Luther King Park, we knocking that whole thing down. We building the school right there, nigga. The park's going to be attached to the school. What's up, nigga? Take all this shit. Y'all niggas ain't even using this baseball field back here. Take this shit. Remove this shit. Get up out of here. Nigga, fuck is you talking about, bro? And it's going to be a private school for only black kids. What's up? You talking race? Only black kids, nigga. And we're going to be dressed to the head down to the cuz, bro. You want to know why Hyatt switched into to casual suited and booted shit, bro?
Those are the people
got. No, bro. The same reason why Dowling does it, bro, is because classes, bro. Classes. Some kid might come in with bougie-ass shoes. The next kid might come in with some Christian Louboutin red bottoms. Now this kid don't want to go to school because he get made fun of, bro, because he got some busted ass shoes, bro. Fuck that. You come to this school, you gotta wear everybody matching, everybody wearing fucking stiletto. What the fuck am I talking about? Everybody wearing the same shoes, nigga. Nobody, ain't no Jordans, ain't no Nikes, ain't none of that. What's a brand, nigga? What's a Nike? I know what a degree is, though. I know what black excellence is, though. I know what a man look like, though. Yeah, don't give me $400 million on God. Nigga, what? Taking back the city, nigga. The right way, nigga. And then my last idea, nigga. Niggas wanna pass laws on his guns and shit. All right, cool. I got something for you, Mr. Ricky. We gonna the second Boys and Girls Club. There's two levels to that shit. Hold on. There's two levels at the Boys and Girls Club. The top level, strictly. What would you classify bow and arrows and guns and arse? Like, what would that be?
There's already a classification for that. I just don't know.
Is it like archery? Archery. Boom. What? But what? So the top level archery, nigga, If you think you a 12-year-old toting your shit but don't know how to shoot, go to this class. But what you won't do is leave out this bitch with a gun because you're too young. But if you want to learn how to, you know what I'm saying, shoot a gun, break down a gun, how to handle a gun, learn about the gun, all that shit from top to bottom, nigga, it's going to be in that bitch. Nothing but straight motherfucker, retired veteran, you know what I'm saying, snipers, all that shit, but they're going to be retired, you know what I'm saying, teaching these young kids how to break down a gun, how to, all that shit, bro.
That guy over there,
that bottom level, strictly sports, because they got a gym in that bitch. We're going to take down the whole motherfucking, that whole ugly ass, fucked up floor they had. They probably still got that bitch. Take down that whole floor. Put in hardwood floors in that bitch. But half of it's going to be for basketball. Half of it's going to be turf. We're going to put a motherfucking, the shit that they had in there that's probably still hanging where you can split the courts. Yeah, we're going to put that bitch in there. Half of it's going to be, like I said, turf football field. The other half is going to be basketball. And then in the rec center, in the front, that's going to be strictly athletes. If you are an athlete in Des Moines, you having a hard time fucking studying. Because me, I'm a dumbass nigga. I was a dumb nigga when it came to education. And I wish I had this. But just the after-school program. If you're an athlete, if you go to Des Moines, if you go to Des Moines East, Des Moines North, Des Moines Lincoln, Des Moines Roosevelt, this is going to be your after-school program for tutoring, bro. I want all y'all in this bitch. All y'all in this bitch. Because once we can get all y'all in this bitch, then y'all can learn that we all the same. Y'all ain't got to be beefing sides, this and that. And I feel like something like that will get the juice running again. We'll get love back out into the streets. We'll, you know what I'm saying? The shit that we've been missing. Yeah, don't give me $400 million. No, sir. Do not give it to me. Do not, nigga. Y'all, all that shit in a bag of chips, nigga. Study hall. What else would I do? No cap. I'll probably have a metal detector too up in that bitch. Yeah, metal detector. Good one. Each door, metal detectors. You ain't finna bring your toolie up in this bitch. No, sir. I'm going to Arsenal class. I got a toolie in my bag. Yeah, well, we checking that at the door. Nice little toolie. We ain't gonna get you arrested, but we will call the cops, you know what I'm saying, to take away the guns. You think you slick, you underage, you won't get arrested, but we will take the guns away, and we'll make sure that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, all that, but appreciate y'all for listening to the podcast, man. I'm just out here casting visions, just out here talking big shit. Hopefully y'all like that early morning motivation in the beginning, and yeah, man. It's the after-hour show with the boo, but we doing it during the day. Yes, sir.